There was an idea called the
Nerd
Initiative. The idea was to bring together a group of remarkable people, see if they could become something more. See if they could work together when we needed them to fight the battles that we never could.
What's up, folks? Leo here with the Nerd Initiative, bringing you episode 5 of our podcast. It is Sunday, November 9th, 2014, and of course it is Walking Dead night. So before we get to the discussions, I want to drop a few plugs for all you listeners out there. You can follow us on Facebook. Just do a search on us for the Nerd Initiative. Go ahead and like our Facebook page. We're also on Twitter under Nerd Initiative. So make sure no THE in the front. And then Instagram, you can follow us on there as well. That account is The Nerd Initiative. We also have a YouTube account. Again, it's The Nerd Initiative. You can subscribe to us on there. And one of the main, probably most important things for this podcast is iTunes. So you can find us on there in the iTunes store and subscribe, rate, and review all our podcasts. So with that being said, Kevin, do you have, we have Kevin again joining us. And Kevin, do you have anything to, you want to drop for yourself?
No, just, you want to go visit, visit me at heavykev.com. You can find all my social media contacts from there, but it's Heavy Kev. I'm on all social media, Tumblr, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, but my website, heavykev.com.
Perfect. Yeah. So before we get started on The Walking Dead, anything new going on this week? I know, as far as television goes, I mean, my personal favorites, and really the ones I only watch, you're talking Sons of Anarchy, American Horror Story, and of course The Walking Dead. So I haven't really caught up with anything else. Have you heard anything? Any news?
No, I haven't heard no other news lately. I mean, I'm kind of been backtracking on a Big Bang Theory because of TBS, so I didn't know Leonard and Penny got engaged. That's about it. It's been a pretty busy week for me professionally, so, but I haven't been following anything right now but The Walking Dead.
Right. Okay. Anything on movies? Have you seen any news on anything new? I know Big Hero 6 came out. Interstellar also came out, I think. I've seen people posting that they've been watching that also.
Yeah, I've been kind of looking forward to some social media updates about Big Hero 6, to be honest, because I kind of like the designs of everything. I haven't really followed what Big Hero 6 is about, but it'll been interesting to see. But it's obviously not that great if nobody's blowing it up on social media.
I've been seeing...
It's kind of like... You haven't been seeing stuff?
I have been. I've been seeing some stuff. People are saying it's good. They say wait till the... you know, wait till the end of the credits, stuff like that. But no in-depth reviews or anything that I've seen so far.
Oh. So yeah, I was kind of looking forward to seeing somebody go, oh my gosh, this was amazing. But, I mean, it wasn't like when Frozen came out, you know.
Right.
That kind of blew up. But I was like, wow, I didn't see anything on that. So that was kind of like, I was disappointed because I kind of do want to watch it, even though I'm a grown man.
It's all good.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of anything new or any big news.
No, I think it was a lot. I think this week was overshadowed with Call of Duty, to be honest. I don't think anybody wanted to try to compete with that kind of push. And then you got, well, again, this week is World of Warcraft. You know, they got a big push coming out. I mean, they got a new expansion coming towards the Draenor, so... I don't know if people are trying to not compete with that kind of publicity, like with the World of Warcraft.
Well, like you said, I mean, this week you had SEMA. That was earlier in the week. You had that's that car show or automobile show.
Right.
In Las Vegas. And then even this weekend, you had a BlizzCon because you were mentioning World of Warcraft.
Right.
BlizzCon was over in Anaheim, I believe, or this weekend.
It was in your areas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I didn't want to go on to it because, again, I can't. I play the game, but, again, people don't like me because I'm a casual World of Warcraft player. So, I just didn't see. Because, you know, there's a lot of people who know the characters. You know, there's NPCs, non-playable characters in the game. Mm-hmm. And they know the storylines. And I don't. I just don't. I mean, it's not like I don't want to. It's just so. Just learn how to play the game is so cumbersome.
Right.
That I didn't even have the time to read the storylines. I was like, hey, how do you do this? You know what I mean? So.
Yeah,
it was on this weekend. I actually wanted to at least get some stuff on there. But, man, there was just so much going on this weekend. I mean, a quick thing was Veterans Weekend, right? Veterans Day weekend. So a lot of sports things were going on. And I was just kind of following the military side of what was going on this week. Nothing nerd-related, you know.
Well, you did have something nerd-related. For those that don't know, if you go on the website, TheNerdInitiative.com, you'll see our most current post is promoting the Walker Stalker convention going to be held next year, in January next year in San Francisco. You'll see a banner on there on the main page, and you can thank Kevin for that. We spent a couple hours late night trying to fine-tune everything. His design was clean.
Right on, thank you.
And so you did have something nerdy to do.
it was nerdy to do. It was just nothing I was following. I mean, I did read the article does talk about how the Walker Stalker Con is you know expanding, which is the first ever West Coast, and they're doing it in the Bay Area. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, you know, and there's a lot of. I could say about that because, you know, the Bay Area, yeah, that's a cool spot to have it, and I'm sure they have a reason for having it there and not in L.A. If you were to have it in L.A., you would attract a lot more out here.
Right, that's true.
You'd have a lot easier time booking talent. Some of them live out here. You don't have to pay for hotels for these guys. You know, if they're in the Bay Area, they're going to have to hotel everybody. You know, stuff like that. So I'm sure they have their reasons, you know, for holding it out in San Francisco. Maybe they'll announce an LA show sometime.
Right. But, you know, it could be the fact that they're trying to, you know, dominate a market. You know, for those who don't know, I'm in marketing, been doing it for 20 years. So I'm thinking that's a marketing move and probably availability at the same time, you know.
Right.
You know, there's a couple of variables on there, but I think they'll want to try to hit that market, you know, and, you know, if can dominate it at one point, you know, because it, down south gets a lot of love in California for cons, you know, and
they do.
And I mean, look, San Francisco, I mean, the last time we talked, I went to WonderCon, and that was like a few years ago, and you're just telling me, updating me with that they don't even have it there no more. So
right.
That was kind of disappointing because that was actually pretty big. It was big for me because I'd never been to Comic-Con, so WonderCon was kind of big for me. And I was like, wow, they're not even going to have them no more. So that's kind of disappointing.
Yeah. Well, let's rewind back just a tad bit talking about, you know, the banner that you made.
Yeah.
With Photoshop and all that. This week, actually, in the news, it just trended this week, but I know this image had been up, I think, for a while now. But did you see the topless photo of Keira Knightley?
No, I did not. I'm about to look at it right now, though.
Yeah, there's a topless photo of Keira Knightley, came with a no Photoshop clause. So basically, all in all, she's okay with posing topless as long as her boobs aren't altered.
Really?
Because I guess in the past, they've been altered before. But, I mean, Keira Knightley's gorgeous.
Yeah, she is.
You know,
so no need to alter it.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's one of the the news, top news that went on.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. You know, she was in one of my favorite movies. It was King Arthur.
Yeah.
That's I love one of that. I think a lot of people slept on it. For me, I love that movie.
Yeah, a lot of people did actually sleep on it, but that was a good movie.
It was. It was awesome. I didn't know it didn't go in theaters, didn't it? Because I thought I should have been in theaters.
Yeah, it did go to theaters. But not that long.
Man, that sucks, because it was a good one. Really good. Right. We should do another one.
A King Arthur part two?
Yeah. After the battle. I have no idea. That'd probably be horrible. But at least you can show how he built Camelot.
Yeah. So
That was a more non-glamorous way of how he became to rule, you know? I thought that was a pretty neat spin on it, you know, because you know, there's I think it's called the First Knight. It's with Richard Gere, and Sean Connery plays King Arthur in that.
Yes,
and it's all about Camelot. It's real glamorous and all beautiful, and the knights are decked out and stuff. But this one's like, these knights were in leather, straight beasts, man. So it was cool. I liked it.
Yeah, no, I never watched that movie, but I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. So obviously I wish I never watched it, to be honest. Because it's a romantic movie. I thought I was gonna be like, oh yeah, whatever. That's revealed. Never mind, I can't take that back.
Yeah. So of course it is Sunday, and our usual podcasting normally takes place. For those new listeners, we try to record as much as possible, but we do record for sure Sunday nights after The Walking Dead, because we're huge fans of the show. I understand that there are a lot of podcasts out there, you know, the competition is fierce for podcasting and discussing the show, but you know, we do, again, as I mentioned before, we try to cover other things, but on our Sunday recordings we have a primary focus on The Walking Dead. So
right.
So with that being said, today's episode, and you know what, honestly, I don't even know the name of the episode.
Eugene's a fool.
Yeah. Eugene screwed up.
What a liar.
Yeah. If I were to title this episode, it would be Damn Christian Serratos.
Oh, dude. Well, let's talk about that. What the heck, dude? Did not know they had a thing together. Seriously. Did not know. That Abraham was getting down with her. I mean, he's a... Didn't know. But I love... That was my favorite scene.
yeah, no. So, the episode primary, you know, its primary focus is Abraham, Eugene, Tara, Rosita, Maggie, and Glenn. So, this whole little group that separated... from the church, it focuses on them. There is a huge focus on Abraham's character, so you see some flashbacks, right, and stuff like that. You know, it really gets, you know, it really explains why he is who he is, and you know, him and Eugene, how they basically hooked up, and their MO for going to Washington, stuff like that. So
right.
I like this episode. There was a lot more action in this one than last week's.
Definitely.
Last week's Slab Fest was, you know, was whack.
Why did they give that to, man? I like Beth, and he gave her the worst episode of the season. God, dog.
Probably because they're going to kill her off soon.
Oh, man, I hope not, man.
Well, that's the rumor.
Yeah. No, I know you were telling us about that a couple episodes ago, and I was just like, man, no, it can't be. Can't be. But yeah, this episode was... There was a point I was kind of distant from it because there was a lot of talking after the bus turned around. I mean, you know, flipped.
Mm-hmm.
But I got right back into it in that one scene. You know, when Abraham and Rosita hooked up.
Yeah.
That stopped me from from straying away.
You know what's funny
the creepy part, though?
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What's funny?
What's funny is...
I said the creepy part was Eugene.
Yeah. you just see his eyes and the top of his head just looking over. But no, I guess it was trending online was... what was the trend on that? Yeah, redhead dolphin, I guess. For Abraham.
Redhead dolphin.
Yeah, because the dude's grinding like a dolphin. So I believe that was trending, dude.
I did not know that. That's funny. I was trying to find things on that because I knew that was going to, you know, spark some interest on social media, but I didn't know that. Redhead dolphin? Are you serious?
Yeah, something like that. Redhead dolphin.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, so anyways, again, I mentioned that this was full of a lot more action.
Right.
You know, I love the part where they were on top of the fire truck and sprayed down the walkers. You know, just to see how good the riders are in this show and, you know, all that. They made it to where the walkers get sprayed by water and they're just falling apart because their bodies are all rotted for so long. I mean, I don't see or think, you know, there's another show called Z Nation. I've only seen like half of the first episode, but you know, who comes up with stuff like this? You know, it's really, I would say, you know, realistic.
Yeah.
You got a rotting body sprayed with water. It just falls apart.
Yeah, that was pretty cool about that. And actually, that whole scene did something for me. And it wasn't because it was just because of the water and everything, you know, spraying down the bodies. But Eugene stepped up to help everybody.
Right, right.
And I feel like that was a part where Eugene was trying to say, hey, I can help. Please don't, because we're getting so close to Washington.
and this whole time,
I've been lying. That was a good scene. I mean, yeah, so just real quick to let you know, I am valuable, you know. That's the part that was funny. But no, the writers in this whole thing, because, you know, it could be really easy, you know, to write a zombie movie, right? It's like, okay, there's a disease, everybody gets sick, now the world turns to shit. But they have so many storylines going along with this that it kind of keeps you guessing a lot, regardless of some of the stuff you can predict. It's still like, I didn't expect to see Eugene, you know, throwing the cure, and then all of a sudden he's a liar. Well, what? You know, because that happened in season one where they went to, I forgot where they went to, but they were trying to get help as well, and they went to that center. And he was like, nah, there's no cure. We're about to actually self-destruct.
Right, right. Yeah,
the CDC, when they went to the CDC. And I was like, oh, man. I honestly thought this was going to end in season one because of that part. And then he just took it to a whole new level. These writers are thinking of everything, except for Beth.
Yeah, your favorite.
Except for that one episode.
Yeah, no, it's...
my favorite girl that doesn't get love.
Yeah. But her sister's fine, too.
Maggie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy. So, they don't look related, that's all I'm saying.
No, they don't. And they don't look like Herschel.
Not at all. Like, so that questions that. They could be adopted or foster.
That's true.
Because Herschel's got that kind of heart, you know? Oh, that's one for the writers.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I like the way the direction they're taking this show now.
Right.
So basically, after what episode is this? Episode 5 on or 4 for The Walking Dead?
It's 5, I believe.
Is it 5?
Yeah, because they have 3 more episodes left.
Okay, so, you know, gradually.
Yeah, 5.
I like what they're doing with this because last week they focused on Beth's character. Now this week they focused on this group. And next week, you know, from the previews, they're focusing on Carol and Daryl. Because last week you saw Carol roll in on a gurney in the hospital.
Right, that was the last scene of last week's episode.
Right.
Yeah, the fact that the group is broken up is providing a lot of interest for me right now. For the fact that, so now what happens to this group, the one with Abraham's group? What happens now? What happens now with Carol? You know, well, we already kind of know what happens with Daryl because he comes back to the group. So that's going to be interesting.
Right.
So, yeah, that's going to be really cool to see how this unfolds. But I like what they're doing with this one as well because they're telling backstories on a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Abraham they jumped in, you know, out of nowhere, to be honest, when they met up with Glenn, when he was kind of passed out on the road. So I'm just kind of curious. I want to know what all these people's stories is.
Right. Yeah, so, no. Just to stop you real quick. The episode's called
Self-Help.
Yes.
Yes, Self-Help.
And that, of course, is the little section of books where Eugene was watching, where he was standing, where he was watching Rosita and Abraham getting busy.
Yeah.
Was a self-help section.
Yeah, that leads to, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why they call it self-help.
Yep. So,
hey, did you notice too that Tara, she kind of took a second glance as Eugene left.
Oh yeah, because she wanted to look at
Yeah, funny. She's trying to hate on him.
Yeah, I saw that. So, anyways, yeah, I mean, I thought this episode was great. You know, they're. Really isn't too much to talk about with it. I mean, aside from, yeah, you have Abraham's backstory, you know, the flashbacks and stuff like that. And then, of course, Eugene breaking the news that he's not a scientist. For those that read the comic books, though, they know that this was coming. we're sorry, folks. We're experiencing problems we have in the past 2 days. With Skype. I don't know whose computer it is, whose connection, but a lot of our calls have been dropping. So, anyways, I was talking about Eugene, how he revealed to himself that he's not a scientist.
Right.
You know, and the fact that people who watched the show or who read the comics knew that this was coming. You didn't, though. You were pretty much blind to it. I think maybe I had mentioned it, but you're pretty much blind to it, and you had a bigger reaction than I did watching it.
Yeah, that was pretty messed up. Now, there's a reason why I try not to read the comic book as well, because, you know, I want to be surprised. And so the fact that you read it kind of helps me out, too, because sometimes I'll have a prediction. Sometimes I don't, and it's because I don't read it. But yeah, I was really surprised with the whole fact. I didn't think he's, because you did tell me in the comic books he got to Washington D.C. Then they found out. So that was kind of. So they were just talking about it on The Talking Dead, that you know, a lot of fans will go up to Eugene, the actor. They go up to him and goes, man, you're a fake. You're a liar.
Right, right.
And he's all, you know you're going to, you're leading them down a path. And he's like, what are you talking about? You know, the writers do a lot of things that are different from the comic book. I mean, he literally said that, and I was kind of busting up. Because it is a little different. He's still a liar, though, but it wasn't in Washington. It was on the way to Washington, so.
Yeah, a lot of actors and actresses, when they play roles that, you know, fans don't like, they get kind of crazy on them in real life. That's funny that you mentioned that, though, because they had for Sons of Anarchy, they do a similar show called Anarchy Afterward. And you don't watch Sons of Anarchy, right?
No, I have not been following it, no.
Okay, great show. It's one of my favorites as well. But they have a show after, like I said, called Anarchy Afterward. I think it's something like that. Their host sucks, though. He's not like Chris Hardwick, energetic and stuff like that. He's more like me. But
more like
yeah, but no. So they bring on guests, you know, cast members from the show, whether they've been killed off or, you know, current. And they sit at a round table basically, and they start, you know, Q&A for the most part, right? So they had an actress, Allie Walker. She played a kind of a bad. Well, she was an agent, you know, on the show, and she's looking to bring down the motorcycle club. So she was kind of the villain, I guess you could say, because your club's the heroes, even though they're outlaw bikers, right?
Right.
Anyway, so she was talking about how she would be in, you know, going to the movies and stuff, and a fan would see her and say, I hate you, you're a bitch, you know, this and that, you know, but... You know, stuff like that. So they do get a lot of crap from, you know, people.
Fans.
Yeah, some people just really take this stuff too seriously. I don't know. You know, I'm a diehard fan of both of these shows. And, you know, I've met a lot of the cast members, whether they're good or bad. And, you know, I know, but some of these people don't.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, they don't know how to determine that these are just actors.
Right.
You know, so that's the part that's always why I guess I never got in depth in anything that I like. I mean, even though I love The Walking Dead, I don't hate on these guys because I know they're just actors, you know. They're doing their job. It's kind of like, well, bringing up Game of Thrones, everybody, King Joffrey, what? I mean, I think people hated on him in personal life because he was such a good actor. Probably. He made people hate him.
Did you know that actor was that the guy that played Joffrey was in Batman Begins? Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, he was the there was a little boy. He was the little boy in Batman Begins.
Oh man.
I was watching it one day and I saw it and I was like, wait a minute, that kid looks familiar. And it was him. So yeah, they do get crap from a bunch of people out on the streets, but, you know, that's part of their job for the most part.
Yeah, poor guys. Right, that is true. Yeah, I mean, it comes with the territory, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So what do you think they're going to do now? I mean, well, do you know what they're going to do now? I mean, that kind of goes out the comic book, right?
Yeah, they're going to end up, they're going to end up finding... Alexandria, just from spoilers I've seen, you know, images and stuff like that, they're going to end up at this place called Alexandria. It's like a safe zone. So,
another one?
Yeah. And considering there's probably only 3 episodes left, and then they're going to take a mid-season break, you know, I'm hoping when they get back, they introduce Negan. But...
Right, right.
I think Negan won't come in till probably the season finale. And if you didn't know, you know who Negan is, right, Kev?
Negan?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. I'm just following you. I'm going, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
Negan is another villain they introduce. And in the comic books, Here's a spoiler for you. Negan kills Glenn.
In the comic books, though.
In the comic books.
That's correct.
So, who knows? Glenn might die this season, if not next season.
Or if not at all. It could be...
It could be Noah. Yeah, it could be someone else. I mean, they've done that. Look what they did with... let's see, who did they do that with? John Bernthal's character Shane, he died in the very first comic. You know, Dale, he was the one that got his leg eaten by the hunters instead of Bob. So there's a lot of they're using a lot of comic book references, but not too much. They're staying away from that. It's not like Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is pretty much identical to the books. So, yeah. But that's what I'm hoping happens, is they start introducing a real hardcore villain like how the governor was. Because we only saw Gareth in...
Three episodes.
Two episodes. Well, yeah, and then the season finale last season, too. So, two and a quarter or whatever. But, yeah, excuse me. I want to see just some badass villain come out, just like the governor.
And I really wanted to hate Gareth a little bit more, but it didn't last long.
Right.
I was kind of disappointed in that. I remember we talked about this before. I'm glad they kind of ended it quick because that anticipation was killing me. But right. Then now I'm like, dang, I kind of miss it because there's nothing going on right now, technically. They're just... I mean, you can hate Dawn, the officer, or correctional officer, the officer over at the hospital, but she's not strong enough, you know? It's just...
She gets on my nerves.
Yeah, it's more getting on my nerves than I fear her. And I didn't really fear Governor, but it was just the way they were. Like, they were strong with people, that people liked them enough to follow them.
Right.
But I didn't really, I think people just follow Dawn because she just knows how to take order, you know, take care of business. It wasn't anything big. Again, I thought that's what he was going to do as a villain. It's not sticking to me.
Right. So. Yeah. So what do you think is going to happen, or what do you want to happen before we close this segment out?
What I want to I kind of want the group to get back together again so they can rally up and take over that hospital.
Right.
That's why I kind of like my hopes. Like, because Eugene's talking about going back. He's been trying to go back since they left.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's just no mission. So I'm hoping that they, you know, Abraham takes the group back so he's probably going to go off and do his own thing because he's just like, he's done to me in his head. Unless Rosita, you know, pulls him back into the group, but I think he's kind of like done because his hope is gone. He's a soldier. He carries out missions. That's why these guys do this. If there's no mission, he has no purpose.
Right.
So unless they rally up, say, we got to go save Beth, they go back and take over the hospital. That's one of my things. You know, most hospitals, they have a helicopter landing pad, right? The big ones.
Yeah.
So that could be something cool. So... Maybe they'll fly off and search. I don't know. But that's what I think would happen. They all get together. What I want to happen, they get back together, go back to the hospital, try to get Beth and Carol.
That sounds like a plan.
Yes, sir.
All right. So yeah, you know, next week's episode looks pretty good. You know, I do want to see what happens to Daryl and Carol. Also, you know, there were spoilers online, like always, that Carol had gotten abducted by those guys, just as how Beth did. So we'll have to tune in next week to see what actually happens.
And then you have to tune in next week to find out what we have to talk about it.
Exactly.
Because it's a lot more exciting after the fact.
Yes. And, you know... We'll be prepared as far as knowing the title for the episode. Yeah. I think it's two weeks in a row we were like, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's called then 5 Seconds of Silence.
Yeah, so we'll get it right next time. So we're gonna do something new also, and maybe wind up doing it a few times. We're gonna discuss between ourselves the top threes of different things, I guess you want to call it. So different topics. Since it is Sunday, since it is Walking Dead Day, we're going to go ahead and do our top threes for The Walking Dead. So, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Top three best kills from all 5 seasons so far. What are your picks?
Whoo. Let's see. Well, one of them would be when Rick was taking on that hunter group with that band of bandits, I guess you could say. When Carl was on the ground, and I don't know what that guy was going to do to him.
He was going to bash a little boy.
I think it was going to be all bad. And Rick knew that, you know, being a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happened, I was like, because I was pissed off at that group. You know, so that one, top, you know, that was in my top three. I would say three.
Okay.
Number two. Let's see, number two.
And it could even be Walker kills, whatever, any kind of death.
I'm still going to go with the human one, just because I can right now. I think that's what's in my head. Because the Walkers. So anyway, number two, I'll probably be Shane or Rick.
Oh, Shane, okay.
Because of the fact that I still like Shane, regardless of how he was a bad seed. I think he just turned that way because he was in love, you know, so. But that was hard because it was brother against brother at that point.
Okay.
And number one, for me, it was this season. It was when the red hatchet came about. I mean, the red machete.
The red hatchet.
Yeah, the hatchet machete. You know, that's what they call them nowadays. So, but, you know, because that's what Rick told him. I'm going to kill you with that, you know, with that red machete.
Right.
And he did. So I was like, I don't know. Were we recording it or we were watching it live at the same time? We're like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't really have a lot of those kind of reactions with this one. So.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
So that was my top three. What are your top three?
My top three, my number three would be Herschel's death.
Oh, that's a heart wrencher.
That one's a good one. Number two would be, I had it in my head too. What was it? Dale's death. How Dale died. Just seeing how the walker just ripped his stomach open.
Easily.
Instead of biting him, you know, the walker just ripped him apart.
Right.
And then my first one, I would probably have to go with, I would have to say the death of Gareth as well.
Mm.
But I do want to, you know, I do want to add one more in there, and it'll be probably four or five, just because the reaction that I got.
I think I know where you're going with this.
What do you think?
Look at the flowers?
No.
Oh, that's where I thought you were going.
When they invaded, when the governor's group, his new group, invaded the prison, right? And Daryl threw the grenade inside the tank.
Yeah.
And the dude jumps out. The guy jumps out. And then they pan the camera around like a 360. And Daryl's just standing there. You know, because that guy was a dick. Yeah. And to see Daryl take him out like that was cool. So I would throw that in there. So I'd have to throw an extra fourth one in there.
Right, right. Well, then my fourth would be to look at the flowers, because I was like screaming on that one. Not screaming, but you know, my heart was screaming.
Oh, there you go.
No, because I don't know. So I was talking about, you know, we're talking about Twitter trends, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys look up the Walking Dead, you know, hashtag, there's this one that says they're talking about the hospital. You know how Carol got brought in on the gurney?
Right.
It was like, they're going to be pretty stupid when they find out that Carol brought flowers. Yeah. So So it's like, and I was saying that to a lot of people lately.
Look at the flowers.
When I don't like somebody, I go, man, you see no flowers out there? I'm like, what flowers? I go, look outside. Because I'm like mad at them.
Yeah.
That's like my little thing. So I can't remember. I can't believe I didn't say that one. That one kind of hit me hard.
Okay.
I think these top three for me though was revenge.
Right. How about bad guys? Villains. Who are your top three?
Walking Dead wise? So let's see. Well, one is that tank guy.
Okay.
Because he was annoying as hell. And because he wanted to be the leader, period.
Right.
So he was the villain that never came to be for me. Okay. So I'm going to throw that one in there because I don't think he's going to get no love for that since you brought him up. Number two. Well, I guess there wasn't that much in this one, in Walking Dead, because he just started doing villains probably season three.
Yeah, they got little villains here and there. You have to really think about it, like.
Right. Yeah. So the other one would be the band of bandits, the leader of that group.
Mm-hmm.
He was annoying because he didn't understand. I mean, he let his boys do what they can do with a boy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like. I get the whole revenge thing, but he kind of took it way further than it should have been. And even though Garrett was really kind of like villain, the big villain in this game, I would still go with the governor because he turned on his own people. It wasn't the fact that the governor hated Rick. It was the fact that the governor hated Rick so much he killed his own people. So for me, it would be top number one would be governor still.
So three, what was three for you? The tank
three
guy.
Was annoying as hell. Number two was the band of bandits leader because he allowed the big guy to kind of like almost rape Carl.
And then the governor.
Then the governor because he went against his own people. Because that's a true villain to me. That like he don't care. It's all about the mission with him. So
right.
And so, what are your top three?
My top three would be I would say well number one would be the governor for right. sure. Only because he had there was a lot about him. You know, he had a backstory, all that stuff, and they explained everything and he lasted a couple seasons, you know, so they really stretched his story out, which was good.
Right.
So he'd be my number one. Number two would probably be Gareth, you know, and the Hunters.
Right.
And then three, my third pick for villain, shoot, I don't even know. Because they tend to make these people who are bad irritating as hell.
Right, so that's a villain to me.
So, I would say, who could be a villain? I mean, because look, Shane turned into a villain.
Right.
So I would say Shane would be my third, because he's technically not a villain, but turned into one, so it would be Shane. So Shane, yeah. Gareth, and then the governor.
That's a good one. I wouldn't think of pick Shane, but then that's true. He's probably the one, if, you know, speaking of Shane, because everybody who turned into a villain, governor, Garrett, I mean, the governor could have been a car insurance salesman, right?
Right.
For State Farm. Garrett, you know, he could have been the pizza, Pizza Hut manager or assistant manager.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, good guys, right, in society, maybe, just, you know, struggling. But have this sense of power. You don't know why they turn bad. But Shane, you see him turn bad.
Right.
So I wonder if he lived. Because he was trying to cut out. He was trying to cut out. Until Andrea felt like, you know, oh, please don't leave. You know, I need you.
I would have used her as a top pick, too. She was evil, too.
She was, wasn't she? Because she played both sides of the field.
Yep.
Yeah. So she's the top. She's number four for both of us.
There you go.
The woman to be. Yeah. So yeah. So that's pretty cool.
So what about Good Guys?
Good Guys. Right now would be Glenn. That's number one for me.
Really?
I'm starting off with number one. Because he was the scaredy cat that turned strong. I was going to pick Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
But Daryl was a tough guy already.
Right.
I always have that underdog. Because I feel like I'm a coward in a lot of sense of things, you know? So that's why I kind of relate to Glenn. Because I think I would man up when it comes to it and then finally start getting my rhythm. It would take me a while to get used to something like that. But then I think I'd beast out. It was like Glenn. And then get Maggie. Because I got Maggie. That's why I like Glenn.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, so that's number one for me. Number two is Daryl, of course. I mean, just because he's just... He is badass.
Mm-hmm.
So, number three... Maggie.
Good one.
Yeah, Maggie.
Excuse me, okay. So my picks, number one, well, let's start with number three.
Yeah, I started one because he was already so quick, yeah.
Number three, I would go with I already know my two and one, but number three, I would say Abraham is one of my favorites.
Right.
Even though there's still a lot more to talk, you know, to for them to show about him and what he's capable of doing, but I would say him. Number two would be Carol.
Yeah.
Because she's just dope. You know, they really progressed her character from being this timid wife that gets beat and all this stuff, and now she's this soldier.
Right.
And then... You know, my number one would be Rick, you know, because he's had his ups and downs, struggled to be a leader, you know, so he's really holding it down at this point. You know, he's back to what he should be, you know,
with the
group. So I would say it would be Abraham, Carol, and then Rick.
That's interesting. We have three different ones. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
I didn't see that coming.
All right. Last one. Let's do one more.
All right.
Hottest female.
Oh, ho, ho.
All five seasons.
Hello.
In order.
In order. So let's go 3, 2, 1.
Yep.
Let's go 3, 2, 1. Let me look at Google real quick.
Or you can even pick five.
I'll go three. I can do three. I mean, I want to do five, but I can do three. All right. So number three would be Lori.
Okay.
Interesting enough, but I was always attracted to her in the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want that. I mean, I was kind of upset that she got killed off because I really want to see more of her.
Right.
That is hard. I guess you can because he's not a lot of female cast to pick from. But anyways.
If you want, throw a guy in there. I don't care. I won't think less of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So. Tara. Is number two,
okay,
for me. I liked her. I just liked her because she's a weird, innocent hottie. And then number one's Maggie.
Okay.
Yeah, I love Maggie.
I think everybody's number one is Maggie.
Yeah, I'll put Beth in there, but I don't think it's appropriate because she's young. Is she young, like in real life?
No, she's like 29.
Okay, thank goodness.
Yeah, she's like 29. 30 maybe.
Okay.
So.
So she's on my number four.
She's your number four?
Yeah, Beth.
All right, I'll do four then.
Okay.
Alana Masterson.
Oh, yay. Hello.
I would say Carol, Melissa McBride, Christian Serratos, and Lauren Cohan. So those would be my picks.
Wow.
Yeah, I threw that Melissa McBride in there. That probably threw you off. Like, whoa, wait a minute.
No, I didn't. She's beautiful, to be honest.
Yeah, I think she's dope, man.
Yeah, she's really dope. I mean, I think she is. I just got thrown off because I thought you were going to pick Rosita.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry. You threw a real name in there. I'm sorry.
She was my number two.
Right.
So, but yeah, Lauren Cohan would always be my number one.
You know, I'm looking at a Christine Woods who plays Officer Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. She's actually pretty bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't.
She's number five for me now.
Because she's so irritating to me, I don't even bother looking at her.
Dude, everybody who's looking, look her up. She's hot.
May have to look her up eventually.
She just hit me. Yeah, eventually, because she's annoying.
Yeah.
Or her character. Her character, not her.
I'm going to turn into one of those fans that see her on the street and be like, you're hella annoying, yeah. Bitch.
Yeah. They're going to kill you off, right?
Yep.
It happens in a comic book.
Why do you keep slapping Beth, you silly ho?
Yeah.
Something like that, you know?
Right, right.
Anyway, so that's our little top three discussion. You know, again, since it is Sunday night.
All right.
So
that was fun.
Did you want to bring anything else up? Anything juicy?
No. Well, not juicy, but just an observation. Maybe we can probably look that up and talk about it next episode. But Abraham, I'm just watching the reruns now of The Walking Dead.
Cause that's what I'm doing.
We've been talking for so long. But Abraham's beating up the guy in the, I guess, the grocery store?
Yeah.
With his left hand.
Yeah.
This whole episode was also highlighting a lot of his left hand being injured a lot. Just thought I'd bring that up. I don't know why they keep highlighting that. It's more times than once that they talk about his hand.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that, I don't know. That's kind of, I'm kind of curious about that now. He's beating the guy in the grocery store on the ground with the can in his hand on his left hand. He fights some walkers off to go, oh, man, you're hurt. He talks about, he says some tough guy thing, right? Some tough meathead thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, his hand is opened up. And he's like, you get a kick out of it. Another scene, you know, Rosita's sewing him up, left hand. They do a little, they really show that. They could have, and then near the end, they showed it again. His hand got opened up when he was beating Eugene's face in.
Yeah. Well,
so, I mean, this is weird to me why you keep showing it.
Right.
I mean, it's not like just showing Maggie's boobs all the way through the episode. You know what I'm saying? Which is more why you would more highlight that than anything.
Yeah. And you would focus on that more.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
so, but yeah, no, I'm watching it also, and I did notice that as well.
Right, right. You saw that? I mean, kind of cool that we got to talk this long to see that, because it just came up to me just like right when I saw that.
Right.
So.
Yeah, no, I think I think there is a significance there, but not too sure what it is. Hopefully we will find out, you know, probably in the, not next week's episode, but the week after.
Yeah, hopefully they'll tie together. Please don't make me wait after the mid-season.
Cause find out about his left hand?
Yeah, because I'm going to forget. So I want to know now before I forget.
Right. Yeah, no, so.
All right. So, yeah, that's all I have for that one. I just want to break that observation up because I just noticed it.
Okay. So there you have it, everyone. Again, this is our fifth episode. And, you know, I just can't stress more than enough that, you know, subscribe on iTunes, rate and review these podcast episodes. We will be putting more and more up and eventually having, you know, last week we had Theo Crane as a guest, and we'll be putting up, you know, we'll be getting more guests. You know, they don't have to be related to Walking Dead. There'll be other things. I'm working on getting a representative from Loot Crate. For those nerds and geeks out there, you should know what Loot Crate is, but I'm working on a representative from them, you know, to join the podcast and discuss the growth of this company. Kev, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Loot Crate, but...
No, I do. I want to get into it.
Okay, so... Okay, so yeah, I used to be a subscriber to Loot Crate, and, you know, they were at the Kamikaze convention, so I connected with one of their people and, you know, working on getting, you know, an interview or, you know, have them join in on the podcast. and then, you know, I'm trying to get some other things going, so we aren't boring you too much.
I don't think they're bored.
I don't think so either, because they could just stop the podcast
and then download something else.
Yep, exactly.
I don't think they would do that.
They don't want to do that.
They better not do that.
Exactly.
I will hashtag them.
Because if they do that, they need to go to our Facebook pages and see what we look like.
Exactly. And then they'll be like hotties all day. We'll make it to a top list somehow.
Exactly. So that's it for our episode 5. Hope you guys enjoyed. And any suggestions, just go ahead and leave them on the reviews or comments. And I will try to load these podcast episodes onto YouTube as well for you YouTube users.
All right.
There was an idea called the
Nerd
Initiative. The idea was to bring together a group of remarkable people, see if they could become something more. See if they could work together when we needed them to fight the battles that we never